Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, welcome into the second hour, Robbie and Rex Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley out sick today. We hope he's feeling better. I'm Joe Rexrode, and Robbie and Rexrode is sponsored by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We are broadcasting today from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And Paul Kaharski is racing in to spend the rest of the show with us. As he does on Wednesdays. Of course, you know, technically he's here in the 8 o'clock hour on Wednesdays. But a lot of times he comes in a little early. Sometimes he just comes in, like sometimes he's already here by now, just of his own accord, just for fun. And today when I really need him, he's, you know, he is going to get here at 7:15. I can't complain. I can't complain about 7:15.
Yeah, Joe, but you
I
know
can't
what?
Complain that he's... Chase never told me what was going on.
But yeah,
hopefully
look,
he's listening now.
It was a whole befuddled thing. Just be grateful that our friend PK is coming in, okay?
I'm always kind and grateful.
Don't press your luck, man.
I'm always kind and grateful when it comes to...
The hustle is a lot more real, you know, with him. And, you know, small bank hustle, and you're the one wearing the big old beanie looking like a old rapper, man. Look at you. You look like... what's Eminem's name in... 8 Mile, don't tell me. Oh, gosh. Isn't he white? Is it the
Rabbit?
Rabbit.
Terrier's name is Rabbit. Well, yeah. I think you were right earlier when you said it looked like Michael Scott when he and Dwight are doing like that rap for like whatever it was. There you go. The company video.
Yep.
I think that's more. Look, I can take this off. I mean, I guess I can leave it up to the viewers, whoever's watching. I'm head wound here. I could take this off and you could look at the huge bandage on my unsightly cut on my head. Or I can... do this. I've gone into the store and I've taken to just wearing this, which is, it's a nice athletic little beanie, I guess. I mean,
yes.
I call it a stocking cap, but I guess
who says that?
This is a stocking cap, but my daughter Caroline was like, no, that's a beanie. I'm like, is
it's
that
a beanie?
Okay. All right. I guess it's a beanie.
Yep.
All right. So the Titans today are having, have things changed? I don't know. Are they keep changing these things?
No, I don't think it was said well, but I think the plan has always been the same from what I've seen on social media.
Okay. So they're having two press conferences today. One of them will be with President Chad Brinker. That's at 10. And apparently that's, you know, no audio, no video. Like, you know, you can tweet it if you're there, but quotes only, written out quotes only, and then your traditional GM intro press conference at 11, but Brinker will also participate, so he'll be there for that. It's just, you know, look, there's a lot of things like this that happen, and it really comes down to, like, you know, writers versus broadcast, okay? For example, the Titans, I keep mixing these teams up. Titans last year had a thing with writers. I think it was basically all writers. If I'm wrong, PK can correct me when he comes in here. But you know, off the record, that's an off the record thing, you know, with Brinker, Carthon, and Callahan. Now that's different. That's not a quotable thing. But I'm saying, you know, like even Vrabel. When Vrabel's early years as head coach, he would have his press conference and you'd have the cameras on and everybody asks questions. And then he'd go to the side and the writers, basically, although some of the broadcasters would slide over there a little bit. But, I mean, it was basically for the writers. He'd have sort of a side session if you wanted to get into, like, you know, like deeper topics a little bit, which I really appreciated, but he ended that. I don't remember when he ended it or why. I would blame PK, but I can't say anything mean about PK today, so I won't blame PK. But point being, there are things that are like for, you know, more for writers, more for broadcasts. The weird thing about this, though, is, you know, it's the day of introducing the GM, and it does feel to me like Brinker is sick of having some of his words used against him, and so he wants to minimize that. And that may not be the reason, but that's what it feels like. And I just think that right now, when you have this fan base, which is just upset and sick of so many things, including, of course, you being the worst team in the league now, you, your owner, firing someone left and right, firing a new person, you're restarting the clock on this and that, and constantly being in turmoil, then this comes off, I think, if you're a fan, like, oh, so Brinker doesn't think that he has to have a press conference where we get to actually hear him, whereas fans, we can follow the press conferences, because that's what, I mean, that is a thing with press conferences now. We've lamented it before, and I probably still will, but it's a reality, which is that these press conferences now are aired live. We air them live all the time on our air. Other stations do too. They're on the website. They're on Twitter. And fans like to watch and or listen. Follow along with them. So then when you come out with this, well, Brinker's going to be available, but it's just going to be, you know, you can't record any of it. You can't air any of it. I get why fans are like, what are you doing? And I just think it's strange, and it's just another thing the Titans are doing that just makes you scratch your head and wonder, like, what is the plan here? Like, what's the point of this? It's good that he's going to be available, you know, for the Borgonzi intro presser, which will be, you know, obviously focused on the new GM. But, you know, it's one of those things that it's probably better to just have a session, which a lot of people do with writers, and just have it as an off the record session and talk about whatever you need to talk about, than this. Like, either to me, have a press conference where it's a press conference, it's quotable, it's all mediums are welcome, and do that, or don't do it. Just do the press conference with a new GM, be available for that, and that's that. Now, again, I'm sure the Titans would say back, but this is actually extra availability from Chad Brinker, and I get that. I'm just saying it looks weird, and I don't blame fans for being upset. And the thing is, I don't blame fans for being upset about just about anything at this point because of the product that has been shoveled at them now for the last 2.5 seasons. So it will be interesting. There's obviously a lot to talk about. I'm very interested to see today, you know, how many different ways the final say question is asked. We will have Paul here coming in a minute. I did want to get to, I'm falling behind here on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHunting.com. Wanted to get to a few things on here real fast before Paul comes in here. People are very up. Oh, Colin, loving the college basketball talk. Thank you very much. Asking about the continuation rule. Yeah, I think continuation is being called a little bit more, Colin, by college refs, too much like the NBA, in my opinion. I think they need to think about that. I think they're letting a little bit too much go there. That's usually a big difference there. Texter says, everything okay with Robbie? He stopped tweeting the game and isn't here today. Robbie took ill last night at the Preds game. I mean, I think he's okay. There's something going around in the family. And so, you know, we'll check on him, but we should have him back soon. Ty asks, is this Izzo's best coaching job so far? Well, I don't know about that, man. He said he's had a lot of good coaching jobs, but obviously it's a very good team and a surprisingly good team. Someone is sending me a picture of Crunch Berries. Ron on the Titans says, do you believe they're doing it this way because of Jared? Has he really gotten that far underneath their skin? I'm sure Jared thinks so. Jared likes to think that teams are terrified of him. Look, I'll say this. Like, we all air these things, and, you know, some of the stuff they said last year, Chad Callahan, a lot of it around the optimism, and then some of it around just the weirdness of like, okay, who's doing what? You know, so you got promoted, like you're his boss, you know, all that stuff. Now, I will say that Jared takes it another step with some of these mixes he makes, which are really, some of them are fantastic. The Brady Bunch one was terrific. The whatever, toxic positivity mix. So, I mean, look, do I think it's solely him? No. Do I think that how he has addressed some of these things is a factor? Sure. I mean, I could buy that. They've had a lot of their words used against him. But again, to me, it's like, that's the job, man. That is the job. It's the NFL. And we're going to pick apart every word. And if you lose, we're really going to pick apart every word. And it's just part, it just goes with the territory. I have a hard time understanding this completely. I look very much forward to Kuharsky giving me his perspective on it. And we will get to that next. Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Don't forget, you can get in on the conversation on the 102.5, the game phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com, 615-737-1025. Also, the YouTube chat is hopping today and usually gets a nice sugar rush when Paul Kuharsky comes in too. A lot of reaction to him. Deagle says, we need to see the band. All right, fine. You know what? While Kuharsky's walking in the building. Okay, look, I'll show this to you. Okay? I mean, I'll show this to you. I mean, you know, here. Kuharsky's walking in. Maybe Kuharsky can react. He can see. Dude, don't watch your mouth. The mics are live. We're on the air right now. Yeah, you haven't heard about my accident? Okay, but so here's the look.
I'm going to listen to 6 hours of basketball talk. I'm flipping the Ramon and Caleb.
All right, your mic isn't on, and now like you're hijacking the show. But just tell me, do I keep it like this, showing the bandage, or do I wear this?
A little bit of both.
Okay, well, we're going to keep it like this for now. Paul Kuharsky is in. Apparently, Paul's saying that I disrespected him, which I don't think I did. But someone texted me, by the way, and said that Stilly yesterday apparently spent at least a half hour on how the Brinker weird presser with no audio or video is all because of Jared. I'm shocked to hear that. I'm shocked to hear that he would do that.
It's absolutely
incorrect. Let me tell you.
Okay.
I've had two one-on-ones with Chad Brinker on the record. One in Florida at the owners' meetings, and one at the Titans facility. Sorry, out of breath because I ran up the stairs. For the analytics story that I did, at each I was asked not to do any video snippets. Now, it's weird in a one-on-one to whip out the camera and film a little.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things in different eras where when your place is like video, you know, can you just get like a minute of video, right?
Yeah, but that's typically what you would do, right? You'd do that a lot in one-on-one, like you say, hey, can I take a video of this answer?
During an era, which I hate.
But you'd like to fold that into your – I hate it too, but you'd like to fold that into your piece, generally speaking. But when somebody asks for that, you say, sure. And then you want to take a picture or two to accompany your piece and to show the setting that you're talking in, which is what I did in both of those situations. Okay. But to make it like this is the first time he's ever asked for this or that it's a Stillman special is ridiculous.
Okay, well, that's fine, but there are different situations, right? That's what I was trying to say earlier, like, you know, like there's off-the-record situations. There's step aside, go over on the text line and say, you know, like David Poyle, he'd have his presser and then he'd say, okay, step to the side. Any further questions? Writers sometimes, you know, like writers are working on deeper stories or on a specific topic and it's not quick soundbite stuff. It's very different sometimes, right? What people are looking for. But I think today is weird in that you have a presser to introduce your GM, but then you have this presser before it and no audio or video. And like it or not, it just comes off as strange. And, like, here's a texter who says, in this situation the team's in, Amy saying clarity and transparency are important, to then hide from fans out of touch with reality. Perception is horrid with fans. Hell, with most people, perception is reality. I mean, I'm sorry, but I get that perception, which is like, because we've talked about it, and again, lamented it, but talked about how these press conferences now are things that are – that's content that fans consume,
yeah,
right?
But fans are being ridiculous with him hiding. He's not hiding. He's speaking on the record. So it's not hidden. If it's not coming in the form that you want, well, I understand you're complaining about that. But that you have to have it instantly on your radio and that you have to have videos on your Twitter feed, that's a little bit of a you problem. I'm not saying it's not weird. Don't get me wrong. But I'm a print journalist. So I like that I get the quotes. I'm the wrong guy to bash this.
I get that.
I like it because TV cameras aren't getting it, and because Stillman will actually have to read, which is a big challenge, I think.
Grant Clarksville says PK defending Brinker as always, but he doesn't hold anyone for. I didn't say it, PK.
I think it's weird. Yeah. I think it's weird, and
okay.
But
so what
I'm going to get information.
Yeah.
All the same, and people seem to be losing out on that. They're making it like he's not speaking. He is speaking.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand. No, I mean honestly, that is the thing. Is like the writers are like, oh, good. Now, does that mean that because there's no audio or video, does that mean that the TV reporters are not asking questions?
I mean, there's one TV report. I don't want to get in any more trouble with TV reporters.
Why? What trouble are you in? You in trouble with TV
reporters?
No,
my general stance on TV reporters.
Well, we've got a lot of good ones in this town. LOL, what a surprise. PK taking up for Brinker, SMH. Look, I mean, to defend PK, like I hear everything you're saying, but I just...
Look, I don't think any of the press conferences should be broadcast on the internet.
Right, but that's just
and
what
I don't
it
think
is,
any of the broad that's the any world, of the though, I know that's the world.
So
but I can be against
change
it.
Yeah, but right, I know. But when you change it, it is strange to me. And again, when you have two press conferences. Look, Brinker is going to answer more questions because of this and give more information because of this than he would have if they just did the one presser. But it also creates this side discussion and story that I just, you know, like it's like the Titans. Well, it's like the whole thing, which we're going to get into with Breer's report and your counter report on the final say thing. That people are saying different things over there. Again, they can't get on the same page, apparently, right?
I don't know that his is coming from in the building. People have concluded that pretty. This thing, and you know this. People's
You're saying you don't know that Breer's report
Yeah, people's conclusions about where reporters' information come from is pretty loosey-goosey. And how often is it wrong? You do this.
Sure.
So the idea, I heard Jared yesterday, I was driving my kid back from baseball workout. You know, and he was like, somebody in the building's telling Paul one thing to get out a local message, and they're telling Breer something else to get out a national message, which is, sounds logical. But if you think about it, it's a simpleton conclusion. I think Breer is getting information from candidate agents, which makes sense. National people get their information predominantly from agents.
I hear you. I know. No question. But if that's the case, then I'm disappointed that he wrote it.
Well, I think Albert Breer's fantastic.
I do too.
And I talked to him last night when I was writing it and everything. But it's clear in what I, shortly after I published the post, I got from like the NFL manual about this singular football executive says that guy does not have to have 53-man roster control. And so I completely buy that the Titans weren't promising that to anybody and that he doesn't have it.
Right.
I mean, they might say, look,
I believe he doesn't have it.
Yeah, pretty much got it, but I'm your boss, and if I want to make a change, I can make a change. It's become kind of too much of a story. But I was talking to somebody last night, and I said, it's a big story because you guys stink.
Well,
if you guys were good, nobody would care. But when you stink, we want accountability for who's on the hook for it.
But it's not just because you stink. It's because you stink, and then there's weird stuff that keeps coming with it. There's stories that contradict each other. There's haziness about who's doing. I mean, again, we're talking years now. And so here we are again. And again, I understand to a point like what they're doing today, but I fold that into all of it, which is like, huh, okay, you're having a presser, but not really having a presser, you know?
You said something about Brinker being at Borgonzi's press conference. Do you know something about that?
I thought that the Titans didn't send that out.
Well, I thought it was two separate things. I mean, I suspect somebody's got to introduce Borgonzi, but beyond that, I don't think he's a part of it.
You don't think he's a part of it? Okay.
Well, I don't know. I've asked for clarification on that.
Okay. Well, I thought he was, and we'll have to get to the bottom of that for sure. So here we go. We're continuing to be confused by the Tennessee Titans. We will come back and talk through it some more. Robbie and Rex Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Show. Robbie out sick today. Joe Rex Show in here. Paul Kaharski in studio. This is probably his favorite Springsteen song. We'll find out. Robbie and Rex Show, sponsored by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. PK. Glory
not,
Days?
Not my favorite.
No, not your favorite? Good, shocked. Good. I'm shocked. You like Glory Days? Okay. Some Springsteen fans have an issue with that album a little bit, you know?
Oh, no.
Great no? Album. Okay. I mean, good. I'm actually impressed. You know, some of the hardcores are like, oh, yeah, I don't like that Dancing in the Dark crap. Got a lot of reaction, PK, on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Got to get to it real fast here. Yeah, a lot of the... You know, my main complaint from Craig says, main complaint is when you don't hear his voice, you can't hear his tone, so it leaves quotes to interpretation a lot more than it normally would. I hear you, Craig. I mean, again, as writers, like, we, you know, that's, I mean, there's plus and minus with things, right? Like, obviously, you like to listen to it. You like to be able to play it back, see it, all that stuff. In a lot of cases, as any writer will tell you, in this, you get way better information and depth and things like that when someone isn't being recorded. I mean, that's...
Well, I'll say this. This is something people probably don't know. And obviously, context is different because Callahan is camera-facing a ton. But anybody involved will tell you the best stuff from Callahan on a weekly basis is Friday afternoons. And Friday afternoons, he took 5 questions on camera, usually not a lot of cameras there, oftentimes no cameras, you know, so we could have iPhones out if we wanted. But after that, we'd spend, you know, as much as 20, 25 minutes with him, no cameras.
Yeah. And, well, again, the Vrabel used to do those.
Best stuff of the week.
Yeah. No, so I think and that's good context. That is. It's good context. People don't know. And it does matter. It doesn't change my opinion that this is weird. Kyle says, good Lord, Paul, we all know that he's speaking, but is absolutely hiding in one regard.
I don't disagree with that, but I will say this. I'm told he's part of the 11 a.m. presser as well. They're just trying to get some of the Brinker-specific stuff off of out of the mix for the bigger press conference so that the second press conference can be more about Borgonzi. So, but Brinker will be there. There will be audio of him. There will be video of him at the second press conference.
For clarification's sake, because we were not sure as the segment last segment ended. He will be there. He will be there. He will be available. Dustin from Hopkinsville says, "Dude, LOL. Quit reaching weirdo. Since you called a lot of us weird, sit down and report. You're just as suspect as Brinker. LOL."
One thing. Talking to me.
He's talking to you. Yeah. I guess when you say all these fans, Jared says 90% of the text line thinks Brinker's hiding. Brinker's a snake. He's got something to hide. Okay, Punkin. This is a very long text. And he says, someone's got to be paying PK or promising him a position. This kiss-assery is on a whole other level.
I get it through your skull. He is speaking on the record. Now, is it ideal for most people? No. Is it odd? Yes. Do you hear me saying those words? Apparently not. But he is speaking on the record. All the questions you want asked are going to be asked, and he's going to answer them. Will you hear them immediately? No. Is that tragic? Apparently so. I'm saying it's weird. I don't think it's ideal. I think optically it's horrible for them. But we're going to get answers to those questions. And if he looks shaky or whatever –
guess what? We'll say it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. So that's I guess how I'm trying to think of it from their perspective, from his perspective. Because, like you said, someone clarified to you, trying to get some stuff out of the way, right? Trying to get some of the other stuff out of the way and make it about Bergonzi. But the reality, Paul, is that it's not just about Bergonzi, right? I mean, this is not a traditional GM hire. There's questions about final say and all that stuff, but also just Brinker's rise and everything. So a lot of the questions that are going to be asked of him, I think, are the most important ones, and those are the ones that are not going to be broadcast. And I agree. Like the texter says, you know, this wouldn't happen in Philly or New York. I hate the whole "this wouldn't happen in Philly or New York" all the time, right? Now, Nashville, media soft, whatever, blah,
you know,
blah,
what
blah.
Wouldn't happen in Philly or New York? A fan's going to use this now? You know what wouldn't happen in Philly or New York? In J-Rob we trust. Let Rand cook. Fans in chef hats. That wouldn't happen in Philly or New York. So don't use it all of a sudden to your advantage when you're about to do Borgo, let's go. Ooh. Or the Bergonzi scheme. And all of that, which I'm already getting.
Oh, boy.
Where they make two hires and fans start to think that things are fixed because Fassel and Bergonzi are here.
Okay, so hold
on.
So
don't give me like you're a big, tough fan base like Philly or New York. If this was Philly or New York, we're going to be like Philly or New York here. You're the softest fan base in the league.
Okay, you're telling me that those fan bases don't have homers and sunshine blowers who say, everything's great. I mean, hey, come on.
Percentage-wise, Joe, you haven't spent enough time up there.
I mean, I have no idea. You have a great handle on percentage-wise? I certainly.
Yes, I grew up in it.
I understand that Philly fans are ready to boo their team for a 3-and-out. I mean, they're like, you know, there's no question. Like, in Philly, they boo their home team like I've never seen anything. But come on. I mean, there are also bigger fan bases. You still have a lot of people who would be like that, right?
I mean, people are pissed at Howie Roseman all the time. They're not wearing T-shirts with his picture on it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you act like the
Bergonzi
majority of Titans
today,
fans are wearing
if
chef
Bergonzi
hats.
If Bergonzi is good today, they will. There is a good percentage of the fan base that will be like, we did it, we got our guy. Watch. And they'll love the tone. It'll really benefit him that he's on camera and that there's audio.
The text line is absolutely blowing up on you. Let's see. PK, you're full of bleep. Philly fans wore dog masks for, oh God, is that like a Michael Vick reference? Ugh. I mean, like, fan base, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I understand kind of what you're saying, but I think it wouldn't happen in those markets also just because it's like, it's just, I don't know. Have you talked to some of the other writers or people, have you talked to other media? Like, what's Johnny think about this?
I don't know. Johnny covers the Titans part time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, it's sorry. I'm struggling to keep up with the text. Yes, this is the problem. This is the problem with
me. Could
go
back to your bread and butter and talk some college basketball and get people to turn away.
I'd be happy. I'd be happy to do that. Jabari Martin on the YouTube chat says, "I'm here, PK. Not going to listen to Brinker propaganda TV. PK is a print journalist." Does a podcast, a radio, and video. Brinker getting roasted for looking like Brock Lesnar. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, apparently he's doing other interviews.
I don't understand
too.
Why people can't hear everything I'm saying. It's weird. It's not good for him.
Yep.
It's unconventional. All of that. Still, he's going to be asked all of the questions, and we're going to get answers on all of the questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Ultimately, the questions and the answers will be there. But I do. I think that. Because, you know, some of the burning questions, and you guys aren't waiting. You're not waiting for the Bergonzi presser, right? So those will get it. So it's like, we'll get some of the stuff out of the way. Yeah, you get the tough stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
And then that will be not content to be used later. Do you buy that as part of this? Now that
whatever he says, if it's worth discussion later.
But in this medium is what I mean.
Well, this medium, you and I are capable of having a conversation about what he said. And is it not ideal that we play clips? I don't know. You and I aren't clip-centered. We can say, he said, and this sentence that we read and use it, and is the show going to blow up because we don't have audio clips? No.
Right. No, I understand. I'm saying from his perspective, you know, you don't want to hear it. Because they had some of these clips, and I think like the Rand checking the box thing with what Charles
Davis.
The Rand
checking the box thing was in a, not in a press conference setting. It was on a SiriusXM
interview. No, right. But it's recorded, right? It's there as a piece of content to use against you later. Sure. Wherever it was recorded, it is, you know, there is something about that that I guess is more mocking and maybe more damning, right? When you use it that way.
Absolutely.
And
they're hiding
from that's where I understand whatever. If Stilley said like it's all about me, I don't want to be asked a top question, you know, whatever. But I do, I mean, he takes that stuff and weaves it into some beautiful tapestries, you know. I give him credit. I mean, the Brady Bunch song, Toxic Positivity Mix was pretty great. Got to give Ian credit, too. So I think I don't dismiss that those usages are influencing this.
I think they're hiding from all of that to a degree. I mean, it pops up on Twitter just as much, resurfacing,
sure,
repurposing,
right,
all of that. I'll be sure. I'm going to ask him that. I mean, he's going to be asked that. Why are you doing this? Why won't you be on camera?
And the fans won't be able to hear his response. It's very sad.
They will, because I get to type it out and put it on Twitter. If the fans are unwilling to read that, guess who that's on?
You should secretly record it like Antonio Brown in the Steelers locker room that one time, and then, like, you know, put it on the dark web or something. You know, be a real renegade.
How's your access to the dark web?
I don't know. I think sometimes it just pops up on Twitter. All right, we come back. Someone is going to rant about something. Robbie and Rex are 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
You could take Borgonzi and all these guys over there and say, yeah, well, they all jumped on the Patrick Mahomes gravy train and toot toot and all look like geniuses, you know? I mean, you could look at it that way too.
In J-Rob we trust. Let Rand cook. Fans in chef hats. That wouldn't happen in Philly or New York. So don't use it all of a sudden to your advantage when you're about to do Borgo, let's go. Ooh. Or the Borgonzi scheme and all of that, which I'm already getting.
Quick work there by Nick Kieser.
Very nice.
Getting Paul's words right into the rant opening. Well done.
That was like my imitation of positive PK's voice in the negative.
That
was an impressive impression of what people think I sound like.
Of positive PK. Yeah, we need positive
PK.
Yeah,
he's not coming here. He'll be on the pod.
We might, yeah. Well, we've had him on here.
Yeah, but he's not coming anymore.
Okay. Oh, really? He's done. Oh, yeah.
I'm declaring
you are. You are keeping positive PK from us. My goodness. Listen, I went on the text line, and it's not easy. Okay, they are attacking you. This is like
these are all Jared drones.
The pitchfork, you know, the people with all the people in the
everyone must villagers. Say the same thing. Everyone must have the exact same feeling. It's unbelievable how you would stand out. Let's send you away to the gulag.
Yes.
Because you might have an opinion other than us and be a print journalist.
It's like you're Frankenstein. But Maddie on the text line, driven by WilsonHyundai.com. Again, I'm here trying to balance this out. She says, Matt, I don't know if he or she, but Maddie says, based on all these text reactions, I'm shocked we ever survived the 1940s. Somehow we got accurate information then. I trust you, PK. Get him. There you go.
There's going to be a
it's 99-1.
I'm sure somebody will just publish the transcript.
Well, the Titans said they're sending a transcript out.
No, I know. I'm right. Sure so they're sending it out. They're not sending it out to the general public. They'll right. Send it out to us. Somebody will publish it, and I'm sure they'll say, you doctored the transcript. Kaharsky made the transcript sound better than it is. It was 100 times worse in person.
I just love that you've become the Homer. It's amazing.
How am I a Homer?
It's a beautiful thing. This is everything's upside down in Titans world. Someone says PK likes this because he can put it behind his paywall, which, as you have pointed out,
I never put news conference stuff behind the payroll. Never.
News is not behind the payroll. News conference stuff out of stuff that multiple reporters are at is never behind the paywall.
No, it's your independent reporting stuff that goes behind the paywall. The reaction to that, though, is, yeah, we just take him at his word and he screams and flails his arm like Stillman and calls us gullible, right?
There's only one person in this room who's had a head coach ask him what the hell he's doing with his arms, and it wasn't me.
I was like, answer my question. I wish I remembered what the question was, but he kept not answering my question. So finally, I was like, answer my question, Vrabel.
Joe, what are you doing with your arms? What are you doing?
Texter says, I wonder if there's a term or name for someone who beats a dead horse. We got to get over three words, the final say, and move forward. Amy's got final say. Let's see these guys barbecue or cook or grill, bake, whatever they're going to do.
Let me tell you a secret.
The final say thing is definitely going to be asked today, and I do think sometimes –
I mean, I answered it. But let me say this. The idea that Amy has final say, that's cute and all. Amy doesn't want final say. She's right. Giving it to Chad. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want them coming to her to solve a football question final say. She has given that to Chad.
So I do want to get back into that from the perspective of the Breer Report, which, look, I agree with you. I think Albert Breer does an excellent job, and I agree with you that a lot of these national writers, there's a lot of, agents are often sources. But, like, I'm trying to understand if that's clearly not the case, and the Titans have basically, before you have reported and come back around and kind of, countered the report, but before that, the Titans also said it, right? So then how, I guess I'm just a little bit befuddled that he would feel comfortable writing that.
Well, I think there's a lot of confusion about, and I said about this yesterday to find out if, and because Jones, I can never remember his first name. Is it Jonathan Jones from CBS?
Jonathan Jones, yeah, CBS.
All right, so he reported that the league had approved this as the power job right. In order for people to grant permission. I talked to an agent last night who said, like, it doesn't even have to be that to grant permission. But then I finally found the language, all right? So I tweeted this last night, and I folded it into the story. And I got access to an important document called the Policy Manual for Member Clubs. And in this Policy Manual for Member Clubs, there's a definition of the primary football executive / general manager. I'll read it quickly if you'll let me. A primary football executive is defined as the individual who has the primary authority, not the final authority, primary authority over all personnel decisions related to the signing of free agents, the selection of players in the college draft, trades, and other related decisions. And the primary responsibility for coordinating other football activities with the head coach. Final authority regarding the composition of the 53-player roster is not a requirement of the position. Each club is permitted to have only one primary football executive. The Titans' primary football executive is Mike Borgonzi. Now, he reports to Chad Brinker. So he's the primary football authority, but the final football authority is Chad Brinker.
Yeah, and again, the where it's weird, which is again is a common theme here, is that setup. Then Brinker is the Underwood, right?
Yeah, but he's not a football guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But he's not. He's a scout who grew up in personnel and has continued to do personnel things, and that's where it's weird, right? Because you would expect the guy at above this football authority, primary, to be more of an Underwood type, but it's not. It's more of a GM guy whose path is to take him to be a GM in the NFL, right?
Yes,
and
they're going to say this is a new structure that's not uncommon in other sports, maybe.
Well, I saw. Did you read Easton Freeze's report when you talking to Brian Callahan? Did you read it?
Well, see, that's interesting to me. And I expected this throughout. I expected, when Brinker was saying this, I'm the final authority, but I'm not going to use it much. I'm the final authority, but there aren't going to be many situations where it's necessary. But he didn't say that. Now, Callahan said it, but Callahan's not in this line.
Well, he's fourth. I mean, technically, right? He's just after Borgonzi.
But it's a straight line, and he's over to the
I'm
side.
Sorry, I guess that would be third.
He's over to the side, though. He's not anywhere in the say thing,
but
so
see,
to speak.
But that's stupid. He's the coach.
No, I said that wrong. I mean, he's involved, obviously, but he's commenting on something from not in the line, but from over on the side, watching this structure over there of these guys who are front office where I'm head coach. And he's the one saying it's not going to be put in practice much. Whereas Brinker, for 2 weeks, never said that. He said very authoritatively, I'm the final football authority. And he didn't put any caveats on it. I'm not going to use it much, or it's not going to come into play much. I think we'll hear that a lot more today. But I think it was a mistake not to say it when he was saying it. He didn't soften it. And I think the reason he didn't soften it is because the way you soften it is you say it's going to be a collaboration, and they got to steer clear of the collaboration word, because for 2 years, collaboration backfired on them as their keyword.
They need to get in the freaking thesaurus and just come up with a different word, but it means the exact same thing. Here, I'm going to tell you what's driving me really crazy about this when we come back. Robbie and Rexha, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.